Lakers are traveling to the friendly confines of Bad Axe High School. And it's time for the news, then we'll weather, then we'll go through tonight's games and standings. You're tuned, you're home for high school football, 102.1 WLEW.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. Our top story this hour, Republican presidential candidates are making their pitch to conservative voters at the three-day Values Voters Summit. Texas Governor Rick Perry told the crowd the American people aren't looking for soaring speeches, but for common sense solutions. He says taxing the rich is not the way to get the economy moving again.
We need to cut taxes for families and employers because the only kind of stimulus that will work is the kind that puts more money in your pocket, not government's.
Mitt Romney took his campaign to Charleston, South Carolina Friday to talk about foreign policy. He says the nation's economy and defense have been weakened by the Obama administration. Romney laid out 8 foreign policy-related steps he'd implement in his first 100 days as president.
I will reverse the hollowing of our Navy and announce an initiative to increase the shipbuilding rate from 9 per year to 15 ships per year.
Romney says he'd also review the need for a continued U.S. presence in Afghanistan. The Labor Department released its monthly jobs report Friday.
103,000 jobs were added to the economy in September, better than Wall Street expected, and the unemployment rate remains at 9.1%. Remember, economists were expecting 65,000 jobs to be added.
CNN's Christine Romans. On Wall Street, the major averages finished lower after bouncing back and forth into positive territory much of the day. The Dow lost 20 points. The 2011 Nobel Peace Prize is divided between 3 women, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and Lema Bowie of Liberia, and Tawakkol Karman of Yemen. CNN's David McKenzie says the Nobel Committee was struck by their contributions.
Really a testament from the Nobel Prize Committee that the women in Africa and in the world play a crucially important role in bringing about democracy and peace.
Sirleaf is the first African female elected to head of state. This is CNN Radio.
When I want to save on the things I use every day, I always think Sam's Club.
Member Christy Fowler on buying and saving big at the Sam's Club Savings Event, October 4th through the 10th.
I'm getting set for the season with all my favorite brands. That means fewer trips to the store and more savings.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% over grocery and drug stores on everyday items.
With savings like that, I can more than pay for my membership.
Come in October 4th through the 10th to save on all your household essentials. For more details, visit samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. We'll test them fast and free on most vehicles. If the best way to test your battery was to place our tongues directly on your old battery, we'd do it. But we have a machine that's far more accurate. Need a new battery? We'll install it free with purchase using our hands. No machine can replace those. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
WLEW, I'm Jason Scott. Kurt Damrow voted to eliminate retirement health care benefits for most Michigan legislatures Thursday. Damrow said this is an issue in his campaign for office.
This is actually something that I had run on in the campaign, is that you're here for 6 years. And I've got friends of mine right now that have worked in the auto industry and other jobs for 20, 25 years now that have just back to work. They've taken huge pay cuts, and they don't even know after 30 years if they're going to get any benefits.
The Port Austin Republican added that it's part of a series of cuts lawmakers themselves are taking.
We've made cuts in the office administration. We've taken a 10% pay cut, and who knows if this is even, if we're even close to the end, but... we are running a very tight ship, and I feel that we're being very responsible with the people's money.
House Bill 4087 ends a health care retirement program that covered former lawmakers after the age of 55. The bill includes most current members of the legislature, including Damrow, and all future lawmakers. A poll says most Michigan voters would oppose a total elimination of a tax that businesses pay on equipment. A poll released Friday by Epic MRA of Lansing says 61% of respondents opposed a proposal to eliminate personal property taxes paid by businesses. 28% favored the proposal and 11% were undecided. Revenues from the personal property tax go to local communities and schools. The initial poll question dealt with total elimination of the tax and didn't address potential replacement of lost revenue. A follow-up question showed 76% of respondents support replacing at least some of the lost revenue if the tax is repealed. The poll of 600 likely voters was conducted Saturday through Tuesday with a margin of sampling error of plus or minus 4% points. Stand by for more news.
You know, every time I get my car serviced, the bill looks more and more like a phone bill with all those add-on charges for this, that, and the other thing.
What's the problem now?
This time I went in for a simple oil change. The bill was higher because they added an environmental charge. I asked them what it was, and they said it was the cost of disposing of my used oil.
So let me get this straight. They're charging you to store it until they use it as fuel for their shop furnace next winter, or maybe the cost to call the people who buy it from them.
I guess so.
They're certainly creative in jacking up a service bill. I even heard of one place with an upcharge for a four-wheel drive oil change. Like, what has it got, an extra engine? I get my work done at Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, so I only pay for parts and labor.
I'm Al Hansen. We do an oil change, we charge for an oil change. We don't add environment charges, up charges, or charges for wiping your dipstick, and we still don't charge for shop supplies.
A measure is being debated in the Michigan Senate concerning the ongoing threat of invasive species entering Michigan and the Great Lakes. State Senator Jeff Hansen, who worked to create a vehicle to proactively handle the problem, talked to his colleagues on the matter.
We cannot continue to deal with threats as they are presented to us, like Asian carp. We need a long-term and a short-term plan in place now. We must be proactive and not reactive. These bills help us move towards that.
The Grand Ledge Republican added that the measure is a start in the right direction.
This package serves as a foundation for a multi-state compact of cooperation to protect our Great Lakes Basin from the aquatic invasive species. We want to provide for a consistent standard for ballast through regulation and aquatic invasive species management through the establishment of Aquatic Invasive Species Advisory Council.
Hansen also said this will help the state react more quickly when a threat of an invasive species is detected by having a plan in place to get the state response moving forward right away. State police are trying to figure out how absentee voter applications from a 2008 election that included personal information such as names, addresses, birth dates, and social security numbers ended up in an unlocked closet at Bangor Township Hall. Booth News Service reports the applications were discovered by Bangor Township resident Marty Murphy during a September 24th event. Murphy, a township watchdog, said he was looking for a bathroom when found the documents in the township hall in Bay County. Bangor Township Supervisor Terry Watson says the state police investigation was triggered after township officials reported the incident to police on Monday. The voter applications remained in the unlocked closet from the time of the event until Monday. Stand by for more news.
If you could see into the future, you wouldn't really need insurance.
I see beautiful home. Good job.
How about automobile accidents? Any of those?
Nothing on radar.
Of course, most of us can't predict the future, so we have to be prepared.
I see visitors slip and fall on your driveway.
Oh, no.
That's where your independent insurance agent comes in. An independent agent doesn't work for just one company. They work for you, so they can get you the best possible price on the best possible protection. Life, home, auto, or health.
Oops. Now I see little fender bender.
But you said no car accidents.
Hey, things happen.
Call your independent agent. We predict you'll be happy you did. Hastings Mutual and Romzix Insurance. Because things happen.
Things happen. Things happen.
Authorities say a two-vehicle crash in St. Clair County has sent six young people to hospitals. The Times-Herald of Port Huron reports the crash happened about 7:15 a.m. Friday when an SUV went into the path of a car in Brockway Township, about 55 miles northeast of Detroit. Three teenagers were in the SUV and three were in a car. Information on conditions wasn't immediately available. The Sheriff's Department says foggy conditions may have been a factor in the crash, which was under investigation. A pretrial has been scheduled for later this month in Huron County Probate Court for a mother charged with child neglect concerning her now 8-year-old son that was found driving a car to his father's house this past summer. Huron County Prosecutor Tim Rutkowski said the pretrial on the neglect petition will be held October 19th in probate court following a